April 13, 2016. This is the Daily Dave, and I'm Dave Guerra. How are you? How is your week going? We're almost there, halfway done, but we still got a lot more to do, so don't forget. Still so much to do. And today I'm going to talk about some disturbing trend that I've spotted, and it's just getting worse, and it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, it deals with teachers, students. I'm a big proponent of teachers. I am in favor of teachers. I got family members that are teachers. I've got friends that are teachers. I've got enemies that are teachers. No, I don't have enemies that are teachers. I mean, enemies. I just have people, well, you know, I know a lot of teachers. Let's just put it that way. And some of them are great. Some of them are mediocre. But you know what? These next two that I'm going to talk about, they're nowhere near the bottom of that barrel. Now, these two live in that little crack at the bottom of the barrel where all the sludge collects. And that is just nonsense that we have teachers. I understand. It's a tough job. It's a rough job. It's some people embrace it and live for that challenge. And some people just go to collect a paycheck and count down the days so they can take summer vacation. I understand that. But when it just occurs to a teacher to have absolutely no problem hauling off and hitting a student, that's where the line needs to be drawn, folks. That's where everything from the top down is wrong. Because all it takes, yes, is one bad apple. But you know what? That bad apple was tacitly allowed to do that by the supervisor, by the vice principals, by the principal, by the superintendent of curriculum, by the superintendent of schools, by the voters that put those people in office, those superintendents, or whoever put the school board in office. And so on and so on, and the Board of Education, the State Board of Education, and all the way to the top. And it does, because eventually the buck does have to stop someplace, but where? Does it have to stop upside my child's head? You know, I understand this is not the 1970s, 1950s, 1960s, where it was allowed. Corporal punishment was allowed. But you know what? I guess I was caught down near that very end because one elementary school I went to allowed corporal punishment, and I remember seeing the paddle with the little hole drilled in, the whole nine yards. But you know what? Even as a kid, I knew that wasn't right. I knew that the punishment should be dealt with at home by the parents and not by strangers because, again, you don't know what they're capable of, especially as parents. You just see them as teachers, as authority figures. But do you really know what they're like? Now, I'm just going to reach here. Remember the church scandal? You know, everybody looked up to these priests, and that's what allowed them to do what they did and get away with it for so long until finally somebody said, you know what, enough's enough. The same here with these teachers hitting these students in Beaumont, Texas, Jefferson County, Texas, the Beaumont Independent School District. You know, a lady hauls off and hits a kid, and a video goes online, and it's like as if nothing until finally it gets enough traction and people start seeing it and people start questioning it. Then somebody steps up and does something. In the state of Georgia, you got that teacher. She knocked down a 4-year-old special needs student. He was just standing at the doorway. She saw him. She was in the video. She was the only one in the hallway. He was the only one there in the doorway. She knocks him down and then acts like, oh, he fell down. Sorry. That just doesn't fly. And so, yes, I'm glad, I'm happy they were arrested because, again, this is blatant. This is a 4-year-old special needs child. You know, it doesn't matter. Take away the special needs. He's still a 4-year-old child, 4 years old. This lady, you know, she's been there forever. She probably laid down the first brick. So she knows if she wanted to be there, she was there for a reason. But to go ahead and do this, you know, the video is titled Teacher Resigns After Video Shows Her Pushing Down Special Needs Child. Yeah, she resigns. But what else is going on? You know, should have been arrested for endangering a child. Because again, yeah, kids fall down all the time, but majority of the time they fall down on their own. Now, let's come back to Texas again. San Antonio, Texas. A school police officer slams a middle school student to the ground. Folks, if you have not seen this video, you would swear, the first time you see it, it's a 12-year-old girl. You'd swear that you were watching Monday Night Raw, WWE's Monday Night Raw, because this cop just picked up that student and just body slammed her face down. The video shows her not moving after the initial slam to the ground. Did she pass out? She run the risk of losing, you know, airway? You know, to stop breathing? What? You know, sudden cardiac arrest? It happens. You hear about that all the time. Kids get hit, and it just hit at the right place at the right time, and it throws their heartbeat off sync, and next thing you know, they're in cardiac arrest. You know, again, this guy's a cop. He's a school police officer. And again, to protect and serve, not to body slam and DDT or what's that, RKO? There we go. No. Protect and serve. There's no protection going on there. Serving, he served himself. But he also served himself out of a job. Folks, it's getting close to the end of the school year. Frustration levels are high. And I understand that, but by that same token, you know, who's holding those teachers accountable? Who's putting them in check? And what are their plans? What is the school district plans? I mean, this is disturbing. This is three in as many weeks. Maybe a little bit more. But what are school districts? If it's happening in Georgia, it's happening in two places in Texas, I guarantee you it's happening in your neck of the woods. It's happening in your backyard. It's happening at the school down the street. I guarantee it. Remember I talked about Detroit, the principal taking those kickbacks? If it happened in the big city, where you would think that people would just be a little bit smarter, I guarantee you it's happening in the smaller school districts. It's happening everywhere. Again, who's holding them accountable? Are you? You did your duty. You voted for the school board. But the duty goes beyond voting. The duty goes beyond being involved. The duty goes to going in there and questioning, why am I not allowed to observe the teacher? Why am I only allowed to come and stand in at this time until my child's lunch period? Why am I only allowed this? What's going on? It's your tax dollars and actions. Why are they restricting you from accessing your tax dollars? You're not going to be a disruption if they have a specific area for parents to stand and watch out in the hallway. I understand. Things and situations change. Times change, and I understand that. But again, why do teachers have conference periods if they don't want to see parents? Or they can't, they've got something to do, they've got a meeting to go to. They've got something to go do. Why are teachers skipping class? Lots and lots of class to go to trainings. What are they learning? What are they teaching them? To be better teachers? How can they be better teachers if they're not in the classrooms training? Folks, these are serious questions. Summer's coming. You know, end of the year's coming. Ask the teacher what their plan is for next year. If you know who your students' teachers are going to be next year, ask them. Go up to the new teacher and say, hey, what's your plan? What's your professional development plan over summer? Learn how to mix pomegranate margaritas? Or maybe cracking open a book on leadership. Maybe cracking open a book or taking a course on accountability. Nah, they're probably going to lean towards the margaritas. Well, listen, I've taken up enough of your time. I'm Dave Guerra. This has been The Daily Dave. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you soon.